Cheryl Sorby, an ASCE board member and faculty member at the University of Cincinnati, struggled so much with an introductory engineering graphics class as a student, she compared it to hitting a wall, and she almost left engineering. What she only realized much later was that she simply had poorly developed spatial visualization skills. She now does research into the learning of this skill set.
These are like any other skill. You can learn math skills, you can learn language skills, you can learn spatial skills. So it's not innate. Now, it's certainly true that some people are naturally better at this than other people. For example, some people are naturally better at golf than other people.
There's one key reason why people tend to think of it as innate.
They don't remember when they learned it. You probably developed your spatial skills by playing with Legos, putting together furniture, you know, doing all those kinds of things, but you didn't really realize that they were helping you develop your spatial skills. That's why people point to spatial skills as saying, you know, I've always been able to do this. Well, probably not.
Sorby says engineering faculty in particular may not recognize this as a learned skill, as most faculty members have likely always had an easy time with it. Women and underrepresented minorities are less spatially adept on average, studies show, causing perhaps yet another hurdle when entering an engineering program. Sorby says the big problem is...
it's not part of the formal K-12 education system. We work in K-12 to develop your math skills, we develop your verbal skills, but we kind of ignore this. Some people didn't do the things as children to help them develop spatial skills, and some people did do the things as children to develop spatial skills. It's not that somebody can't learn it, it's that they haven't had the opportunity.
Sorby's pioneering research has spurred an interest in this field, including a dozen papers and poster presentations at the 2018 ASCE Annual Conference. This growing body of work, we can hope, will keep students from feeling lost in space. For ASCE, I'm Nathan Call, and this is the PRISM Podcast. Read about this and other stories in our award-winning PRISM magazine at ASCE-PRISM.org.